Blog Talk Radio.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God even spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Things are good.
Thank you for joining us again here on Mafia Radio. This is your boy Justified, and we are in the building. Came here today to give God praise. He's so worthy of it. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in at the top of the show, listening online. If you want to join this conversation, please feel free to call us at 646-200-4945. And once you're on the line, if you want to talk, press that 1 button. We got callers on the line early, and I'm going to get straight to it with no delay. We got a private caller that's on the line, and I'm going to unmute them right now. Private caller, you're on the line with Justified. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, sir. Blessed. And you?
Man, feeling favored and blessed at the same time. What's going on with you?
You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to call in and share on a Sunday, say happy Sunday to everybody, you know, and just share some of the things that I've come to understand and learn, you know, through my walk with Christ. You know, I only can speak, anybody can only speak from their own experience and point of view. But when we throw it out there and all get to touch it and elaborate on it and see it from different perspectives, you know, then it kind of brings us closer together, at least in understanding.
Right, right. God has, you know, he's the same all the time, but he has different ways of reaching different people. So with that being said, brother, do you have any testimony of God's goodness that you'd like to share and maybe, you know, help somebody else have a better understanding?
Well, one, I would like to say I was blessed to meet you in person, man. That was a blessing. And just the vibes. I mean, if you walk in the realm of spirituality, you know, you pick up on vibes. You know, when you come into a room with people, you know, it's like it's either it's a good positive feeling that you get or a negative. You know, so I tune in heavy to that when I meet people, man, and you just had a good spirit and vibe, so I was blessed to meet you.
Man, definitely, definitely. I believe it's versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was a blessing to meet you as well. Our people over there at Soul Central Magazine, you know what I mean? He spoke highly of you and really wanted me to, you know, connect with you when we were at that event, so I'm glad that we were able to.
And then you introduced me to the real Rick Ross, the boss. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, wow, I can't eat. Man, all I can do is give y'all a wet in a proud.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know, some of us have, you know, names that are recognized, you know, globally or nationally, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, we are just humans, and you know what I'm saying. Without God, we're nothing. So you know, I'm glad that you were able to, you know, meet Rick Ross, and that I was able to introduce you to him, and you know, just that you were happy about
that. It was positive. It was positive, man. And I, you know, I'm not trying to put you on blast, but you positive, and it's like, to me, sometimes people are always quick to throw the negative. They'll speak on something negative about a person quicker than they'll say, well, this brother, I saw a brother give, or I saw him help a lady across the street. Why we don't put energy into those things as well?
Right, right. Well, you know, it's such a negative world that we live in, and we've pretty much been programmed to be negative, and sometimes, you know, we point out the wrong before we point out the right. That's just, you know, the way it is. But at the end of the day, man, God still loves us all. And like he always says, he that is, you know, that has no sin can throw that first stone. So in reality,
right,
qualified to throw stones. You know what I'm saying? We are
right.
Supposed to really evaluate ourselves and plead for our own forgiveness before we try to throw our people under the bus, you know?
I totally agree, man, and I know you're doing your thing, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I would just like to quickly say that I've been in entertainment since I was 5 years old. I sung in a group for many years called The Fellas, who was big on the West. My mentor was a photojournalist for Black Beat, as well as Upscale. He was the West Coast editor, Matthew Pearson Jr., rest in peace. So it's like I've been making my bones as a choreographer. I choreographed for New Edition, Belle Biv DeVoe. I danced behind Yo-Yo. And now I just got a distribution situation with Universal, thanks, praise be to God. So I just want to say, through my walk and through my journey, people didn't understand why I'm doing this or why this, and I couldn't explain it, because like my situation with Universal, I didn't do that. That was given to me from him, and I'm trying to adjust to that, to it. So I just want to say, you know, God is powerful, and if you just keep believing and you hold on, you don't let a wife, a family member, you can't let no one steal your dream, and you can't tell everybody everything, you know. So just hold on to what God has placed into your heart, and I guarantee I'm proof that he can show, prove, and deliver.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Me and my partner, you know, Big to the Boy, we were got to spend some time together yesterday at one of his family members' graduation celebration, and, you know, we were just talking about, you know, how it is in this game, and, you know, we were speaking on how when you seek God and it says that all these other things will be added to you, is out here in this game, you
wow.
know, you really
yeah.
tuned into God and you really got a relationship with God and you're seeking him daily. You don't have to
your
chase
radio
down.
Gotta be on. I didn't mean to cut you off, but your radio gotta you gotta be tuned in, bro, like you just said, you know.
Yeah, but I feel you, brother, I feel you, yeah, and we just, you know, He will send, you know, those connects to you that you need. He will send situations to you, and we can't, you know, take our time and waste it chasing down man. If we just take our time and seek God, he'll send everything and everybody that you need right to you. So I appreciate you calling in. I see our call lines are starting to warm up, man. If you got time
all
to
right,
fellowship
man.
With us and hang out on the line, we sure would appreciate it. We're going to get some good music in today. We're going to get some good conversation with our callers. And like I said, just hold tight if you have.
I'm praying for everybody that touch y'all today. I'm praying for you. I thank you for everything, your kindness, and I'm praying for y'all over there.
Amen to that, brother. I appreciate you so much. I'm going to keep it moving down this call line. I see a 760 that's chimed in. I'll go to them. 60963, you're on the line with Justified. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
That was good with it, folks.
What's going on with you, boss, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. Just hanging in there. God willing, you know what I mean, everything will be successful.
Righteous, righteous. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Thomas, man, from the High Desert Black Heritage, Shereva, a.k.a.
Oh, what's
Shereva.
Going on with you, Shereva? I thought that sounded like you. What's going on with you, boss?
Oh, man, just hanging in there, man, preparing for Juneteenth, you know, at the college.
Y'all going to be doing it big out here in Victorville at the college, right?
Yeah, man, you know, trying to, you know, up the ante, moving it from the park to the college. Hopefully.
Hey, man, that's progress, you know what I'm saying? And that's prospering. You're going from a smaller venue to a bigger venue and doing a good thing out here in the community, man. I've participated in, you know, many of your Juneteenth programs, and it's always been an honor, you know, to take that stage and, you know, participate. Also, your Martin Luther King celebration that you've been doing at the college, I've, you know, been blessed, you know, to be called upon to perform and hit them stages, you know, consecutive years, many years in a row that you guys have reached out to me and brought me out. So big salute to you and the Black Heritage Committee, definitely making an impact here in the High Desert.
Well, you know, trying to, you know, we got to keep the heritage going, you know what I mean, there's been many of those who laid their lives down for us. So, you know, the least that we can do is acknowledge the struggle and keep the struggle going.
Right, right. Well, why don't you go ahead and announce that date and location again for your Juneteenth event so our listeners can, you know, come out and support that.
Yeah, Juneteenth will be this year at Victor Valley College. We are working with the Black Student Union, ASB, of the Victor Valley College. That's that's off Bear Valley. I don't have the my bad as far as the actual address of the college, but it will be at Victor Valley College this year. Anybody can Google that and find out the address. It will be inside the Students Activity Center. We have, you know, community entertainment. We have kids. You know, your boy Truth going to come out, do some gospel rapping. You know, YT, you know, they're going to represent, you know what I mean? I wish we can collaborate. I know you got something going on down the hill, but next year we're gonna have to plan this so we can, you know, do it big together. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm right here. I was saying that I appreciate you taking out time on your Sunday afternoon, you know, to call in and join us and share that information about the Juneteenth. Definitely a great event that you've been ahead of for a few years out here. So I definitely will do my part. If you can go ahead real quick and tell people how they can either email you or reach you on your Facebook or Twitter so they can reach out to you if they want to participate or get a vendor booth or anything like that.
Yeah, we got a Facebook. It's called Victor Valley Juneteenth. So you can go on Facebook and just type in Victor Valley Juneteenth, and you can do all your requests there. We do have a phone number. I was trying to go through my computer and try to find the phone number as we speak. all you got to do is go to that Victor Valley Juneteenth, and the phone number will be on there. You can contact me if you're a vendor. You know, we welcome vendors, especially black vendors in the community, since this is kind of like our day. You know, I give a shout-out to the NCNW as well as the Delta Sigma Theta sorority for participating this year, and hopefully we get some more of our black community-based organizations to participate.
Amen to that. Well, we'll definitely keep that word going, and between now and then, you know, feel free to come back to Mafia Radio and, you know, keep giving updates as to what's going on. And again, we appreciate you taking time out, you know, to come on the show. If you want to kick back and check it out for a while, there's going to be some other people coming on that got some information and contacts that you might want to jot down and network with. So we're going to keep these call lines moving. I see my buddy in the building, my buddy boy partner, Mr. Cocaine, is in the building. How you doing today, sir?
All right, all right. Peace and blessings, brother.
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings unto you.
Thank you very much, man. Happy to make the show again. You know, God is always good, and he is more than worthy and deserving of praise. And, you know, God bless everybody up there on this beautiful Sunday, wherever you at. You know, you're in your car, you know, you're at the house, you're just coming out of church, you know, praise God. You know, give them a double proportion in praise, and, you know, praise that they keep the doctor away. You dig?
Amen to that. And at the top of the show, you know, we brought it in with Marvin Sapp and praise him in advance. And that's some very valuable advice when you can praise God before the storm, you know what I mean? And before the solution to a problem is presented, you praise him and you thank him for it. And it says in the song that, you know, it confuses the enemy when he's throwing his hardest curveball at you and you continue to praise. It gets him confused and frustrated to where he just flees the situation because he's not getting the result that he's seeking for, and that result that he's seeking after is you to throw your hands up and give up. But when you praise God in the midst of a storm, it causes great things to happen. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally agree. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to take your praise, and he wants to shell in stress, depression, fear, worrying. But the good Lord don't make no mistakes. So when he give you this power, you know, the power of resilience against your adversary, you know, you start to know better not to worry, not to fear, not to stress, not to be depressed. And you know, that is our greatest defense, man, is our praise. No matter what, we, you know, I go through these days, you go through these days where it's rough. Not every time, you know, we have our faith so much, you know what I'm saying, brightened for the day. You know, and so there's times to where we need to lean on somebody else's faith. But, you know, that's the importance of fellowship, and whenever two or three people are in agreement, God is in the midst. So, you know, that's what it's about. You know, this is a line that we can all, you know, take the time out to go ahead and help those that are hurting and go ahead and be the voice for the community to get their movement and different things that God got them on. So it's a blessing to be a mediator and to have the Lord Yeshua intercede on every behalf. You dig?
Amen to that. Amen to that. There's a couple more folks in the building with their hands up. I want to keep going down these call lines. Again, if you are listening online, we appreciate you. And if you want to join this conversation, you can call us up at 646-200-4945. Press that one button, and we will bring you on. Right now, I'm going to move down to this 909 that's been holding on for a second with us. 909, you are on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Mafia Radio Show.
Oh, man, God bless y'all, man, doing them. It's L1019 checking in. You know what I'm saying? Just thankful that God blessed me to see another day today, my birthday. I hit 34 years old today, man, and it was just a blessing. I just couldn't do nothing but smile this morning and know so many people who ain't get a chance to see, you know, the age that I done made it to, and Lord willing, I'll get a chance to see a few more.
Well, happy birthday to you, Brother Dunamis. Glad you spending some of your special day with the Mafia.
Oh, yeah, man. Gotta show love to my brothers out there putting in that work for the kingdom, man. You know, I'm up here at Lou Productions having a family event in downtown San Bernardino today, man. It's going to be real nice with all the stuff that's going on in San Bernardino. We felt the need to do something for the community. So, you know, doing them is going to bring the word and let that spirit rain on top of everything.
Well, you got an address for that?
You say what?
So you got an address for that?
We had 112 South Arrowhead in downtown San Bernardino, right on the corner of Arrowhead and Rialto Avenue, man. They got the jumper out here for the kids. About to be an urban fashion show. We got a lot of local artists performing, man. It's going to be a good time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we pray that the Lord has his way with your event and that you touch many of people. I know when you hit that stage and they ain't never heard no gospel like that. Don't shut them down.
Up,
and we appreciate you taking time out your day to call in and, you know, fellowship with us, man.
Oh, yes, sir, man. Praise y'all, man. God bless y'all, man. I love what y'all doing, man. So, yeah, they're trying to call us in here now, so. Y'all see the pictures, man. I just want to thank y'all for doing what y'all doing, man. We need more positive outlets like this, especially in these times with all this crazy stuff going on, man. So blessings to you, brother. I know you're going to continue your thing, man. So let me go and get in here. I just want to shout out to y'all real quick.
That's right, man. We appreciate you, man. God bless, and have a great performance.
Sure.
Yeah, Coke, like he was saying, man, there's some crazy, crazy, crazy times that we're in. People are falling off dead left and right. I think now more than ever, you know, it's time to understand that tomorrow is not promised and know that you got to get right with God today. You know, a lot of people want to say, you know, they're waiting to do this or they're waiting for that or they just want to finish living their life, but you never know. And death doesn't always come through sickness. You got people who are taken out in car accidents, airplane crashes. People are sick that don't even know they're sick and they just drop dead. So it's very important, you know, that in this day and age and the times that we're in right now, that we grasp onto God and hold on tight, because you never know when it's going to be your day, when your number is going to get called. So I want to say a rest in peace, you know, to Bob Hernandez, just passed away. Just seen a post earlier this morning on Facebook about the homie Vape. Man, all these unexpected deaths, bro, we got to wake up. It's a wake-up call, you know. We gotta get right and get with God, because we never know. You feel me?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, Satan is really working at an all-time high. And, you know, I just pray for my brothers and sisters that we can come. You know, I pray to the Lord for my brothers and sisters that we can really slow down Satan's plan and interject love once again into these youngsters and just in people's hearts. And not only that, on the flip side, it doesn't have to be that they have to die by the bullet or something like that. It's things that are going on in the planet that you just want to grab your family, your loved ones at this time, and and give yourself to God. You know what I'm saying? The best way you can. And it's a process, you know. Don't get it twisted. It's a process, you know. More so than people being our distractions becoming your enemy is Satan must test you. And if he can throw you off personally, because, you know, if he can come in and interrupt your peace and distort things that are going on and have you inviting fear, you know what I'm saying? And then his job is to go ahead and kill off your character and kill off your family. So we are living in some troublesome times to where, you know, you can look up in the sky. Excuse me. You can look up in the sky and they have chemtrails and all kind. They putting poison in the air, poison in our food. You know, that's why it's important to bless the food before you even put it in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that you know, according to prophecy, when you read the word of God, you know, that it's things that are supernaturally happening. And I just thank God that those out there that are listening, you know, to, you know, whatever you have going on, whatever feelings you have harboring as far as either family member or with somebody that did something to you, you know, you must forgive, you know, because you don't want to stop anything, your interruption between your personal relationship between you and the Father and between your family and the Father. It's very imperative that you must forgive. We have to forgive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I pray, first of all, in order for us to push towards God and be motivated, because you have to be motivated. It takes real courage to continue to be resilient, praising God. I mean, they said it's not the most easiest thing to do, but your resilience will translate over to your faith. All you have to do every single day is do an act of kindness. It don't have to be that, you know, if you don't forgive somebody on this day, well, just do an act of kindness. Think that way, because everything is in your thinking and your attitude. And see, God wants the renewing of our mind and our hearts. And how we do that, the more we think positive, the more we talk positive, the more we do positive and lead by example, the more that we think. In our thinking, the more we become what we think. Because at the end of the day, you are what you eat. And, you know, you want to push towards God, because ain't no straddling the fence with God. You can't serve two masters. But at the same time, saying that, as a person that is a sinner, I know for a fact that if I was to do everything every single day accordingly to what the law says and the commandment says, that still will not ensure me or my family, you know, getting to the place where God wants me and going to heaven. You know, what ensures me is that I simply surrender and say, God, I cannot do this without you. I need you in my life. How do I get to you? See, we make it complex coming to God. God doesn't make it complex coming to us. He says simply surrender. And in these times, brothers and sisters, we have to surrender. I don't care what's going on from the outside. It's really what's going on in the inside. And I just pray for everybody to go ahead and really take God serious. And how you take God serious is simply just saying, God, I need you in my life. I love you. I don't want my family to be sacrificed in these days of times, because it is going down, brothers and sisters. They got concentration camps set up. They got things that it is according to prophecy that is evil and wickedness walking this earth, with sex slavery and taking our kids, and not only just, you know, from the media blitz and different other things, how they misconstrue things around. They're the biggest brainwasher it is. You know, they shelling out more fear than ever. You know, and our brothers and sisters just killing each other. And, you know, it's something that we know is happening, but God says, lean not on your own understanding, and he says, fear not. These are the times to where, you know, like the brother said, I was listening to a speech a brother said, and he said, it's getting close to the zombie apocalypse. It really is. It is things that and signs that are happening in the earth that if you don't do something about it right now and you don't start to show the effort to push towards God, well, it's not the one that can be you targeted more so than your family. Yes, Satan is after your kids. He is after your whole entire crop. So the best defense is our praise. You know, don't make it so complex pushing towards God. Just simply surrender. And how you surrender is start thinking about the things of God and say, how would God think? You know, stop thinking about the things of yesterday, of things that you did and make you feel guilty and whatever the ill will feelings that don't come from God, you know, that's going to throw you off your faith. You know, faith is being built up by inspiration as well. And God wants to inspire you, and I just ask God to continue to inspire you and have the courage, because you got to have courage. But you're going to feel good when you have courage. You're going to feel good when you resist temptation. You're going to feel good when you disconnect yourself from the matrix system. You're going to feel good when you start to apply yourself towards knowledge and turn off that bullcrap that is feeding your pineal gland the wrong information in your brain. You're going to feel good, and once you disconnect yourself, it really is just like the matrix system. You're going to say to yourself, man, I'm tripping. Man, that the world only knew. So we can only take our time, because we'll get frustrated trying to fight God's battles when some battles ain't ours. It's God. It's too overwhelming to try to fight the enemy when everything on the corner is has the enemy signals and idols on there. I mean, the credit card that you got in the pocket is part of 666. Different cults and Bilderberg and different other things out there is part of it. It is weird things that are happening in the earth, portals, and it's just real deep, and signs in the sky and things that Ezekiel's seen and Elijah's seen. According to that, some people call them angels, some people call them, you know, Anunnaki, some people call them different other things. But according to things, you know, I don't want to get too head, but let me tell you something. There's some things that will blow your imagination away, and we want to get right with God. So my prayer is positive for everybody, that they go ahead and get into the Word of God and start pushing towards the positive things and stray away from the negative things, because, you know, it's like our old captives. I ain't even going to call them slaves. We were captives because they always like to call us slaves. It's like they say, when the saints come marching in, oh, how I want to be in that number, because it's not a lot of us is going to make it towards that. And, you know, we just want to do better for our community while we waiting on that chariot to come out that sky. You dig? Because if you knew better, you'd do better. So I pray that the Holy Spirit guide you, not by just you being guided, but let the Holy Spirit guide you. And the Holy Spirit will come through every time. So peace and blessings to everybody that let this message resonate. I'm speaking from my heart, not from my mouth. And Dawn Show ain't from my ego. I'm speaking from my heart, you know, and the same thing with Justified. And just before I clicked in, the brother giving out that information, you know, about the thing that's happening in San Bernardino. It is a lot of things that are going on out there for years that is coming to a forefront, you know, corruptions with the police department and different other things like that. And it's a lot of killings out there. It's a lot of killings everywhere. So we want to pray that we be strong enough to be resilient, to stay with God, get into his knowledge, and fight, no matter what anybody thinks, fight. Even if storms out there, fight. Even if people out there don't understand what God has given you, fight. Because the real fight is not with your brother and sister. The real fight is fighting the good fight of faith. Keep the faith, y'all. You did.
Amen to that. I want to thank everybody that is in the queue right now, the 909s, the 951s, the 910s. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Those of you that are listening online and are wondering how can I get on there, you can call in to 646-200-4945. I got this 910 area code that's been holding with us for a minute. 910, we got you on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? This is Christina Minor.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Minor? What's going on with you?
Good. Nothing. I just pulled over. I'm coming back from North Carolina. So I pulled over because I got your email, and I just wanted to listen and just say real quickly that, you know, continue to do what you do. I'm so blessed to be divinely connected to all you all out in the West Coast. So I just wanted to tell you I'm supporting you, and yeah, I'm just getting back from North Carolina. I had two speaking engagements, so I'm on the road now going back to Virginia, but I want to stop and just give a shout-out to you guys.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. Go ahead and shout-out your organization one time so our listeners can, you know who you are and what you represent.
Okay. Well, basically, I have an organization that's called Change to Impact, and we're blessing one person per state and one person per continent. And it's just basically about everybody, those of us, even if it's a little change, we've all been changed to impact the world, our surroundings. And so basically we go and try to find individuals in each state and each continent and just be a blessing to them. And not just, you know, material, but also just spending time with them and talking to them if it's over the phone or whatever, because that's what people need to hear. They need to hear that somebody cares, and they need to hear people's testimony. And a lot of people don't want to share their testimony because they're ashamed. So I even seen that impact this weekend with women who've been holding back sharing, and so many people got free just because of the testimony. So I just encourage people, if you want to find me, you can find me on Facebook, and you can just type in Change, the number 2, Impact, or you can find me through my other business, which is Remember the Face, and it's a networking business. And you can find that is, let's see, my website's www.rtfnetwork.com. And that's it.
Amen to that, sister. Will you be safe out there on that road? And we do appreciate you pulling over and pressing that 1 button so you can share with us.
All right. Y'all have a blessed day.
We will.
All right.
Hi. Yes, yes. Very, very powerful young lady right there that's, you know, connected with the mafia and out there doing a great thing for people all over the country and all over the world, you know, by being a blessing. And you know, big salute to them and all that they do. I want to go on and get into some of this music and let this music take over for a quick second here. And as we're talking about things that are going on, it's a must that in this day and age that we smile and keep our head up. So I'm going to hit y'all with a little bit of Tupac real quick, but just keep your head up. We'll be right back. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
God's son Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
I say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. You clock in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up.
Yeah. the ghetto didn't seem so tough. The more we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the rules. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic. Dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the light street. I'm trying to make a dollar out of my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup.
Driving me crazy. crazy. Everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer's coming back on me.
Thank you for letting me conquer my enemies and they plots. And thank you for letting my mama survive them 5 shots. Up close in person, a lot for a kid to see. All the stuff I've been through, how could I not be a G? I know he got a purpose for me, it ain't no ifs, ands, and maybes. God, in case I never told you, I wanna thank you for my babies. Although I'm a gangster rapper, I'm pretty smart and well-rounded. I never sell my soul and I promise to stay grounded. He said all you gotta do is just speak it and believe it. And everything I pray for, I eventually receive it. While the devil work overtime, the sucker stay doubting you. I'm aware of all my blessings and I know I'm nothing without you, church.
Life is driving me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer's coming back home, man. Life is driving me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer's coming back home, man.
When we were born, we were just wrapped up with fear. Didn't say we were perfect. Didn't say we didn't cut up a little bit, but we were just wrapped up in fever. Hallelujah. I wish I had somebody in here that knew you were highly favored. Amen. Folks didn't like you.
Man, it's crazy. You feel like everybody around you pointing their finger judging. Never give you a chance to show who you are.
You don't know.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
It all started in my mama's womb. When she was sad, I was feeling a little emotional. Felt her pain when she was going through her tribulations. Had me tossing and turning during her conversations. My memories give me memories of starvation. At the time, nobody cared. Mama had children. No handouts. No big papa. At the time, no heat, lights, or water. Mama had to do what mama had to do. Till she lost all her kids in the system. Now we're growing up, separated, torn apart. Feeling like Billy Ray Cyrus, achy, breaky heart. It started getting worse, didn't make sense. Like we had a curse, or it wasn't meant for us to be a family. Like the Huxtables, sitting at the round table, eating vegetables.
You don't know.
Daddy took from his own son to get high. This a true story, let me take you through my life. I came a long way, thank God I survived. Started getting older, sins on my shoulders. Started feeling like Tupac seeing death around the corner. Raised around them old heads, all I know is thug life. Hanging with them boys up in Compton, they do or die. Only choice I had was hustling, trying to get by. Running from the police, losing friends, homicide. All I see is mama's cry. Living in the ghetto, niggas die before they 25. Murder or suicide, plus the government got you feeling like you're struggling. Still don't feel no leverage even with a black president. I guess the only way out is keep faith, pray for the breakthrough, and hope for them better days.
Ah. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
You really don't know. You're just on the outside looking in. Stop being so judgmental. Look at yourself before you try to tell somebody else about themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, this song is dedicated to the memory of Wynonna Dutch, my beautiful mother, gone too soon from cancer. You know what I mean? Hey, you really don't know. Ah. It's also dedicated to my brother Pop Gates, Calvin Brown, laid to rest from a fatal death. May God bless us all, you know what I mean, on our journey to success. May also bless us with health and strength. Long life and jeopardy, you know what I'm saying? Though we go through our ups and downs, we gotta be strong and keep the faith, you know what I mean? You really don't know.
Yeah, we play that music with a message. here on Mafia Radio. Is going down every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're listening online and you want to call in and share a testimony or just fellowship with me and my brother Cocaine, the number is 646-200-4945. Playing that hot music right there, Cocaine. How you feeling about that?
Oh, that was right on time. You know, it's funky, right on time, something that you can bang in your car and get some good spiritual food at the same time. You don't know.
Hey man, that is like so beautiful, like to have that, you know, that good rap music, man, that really just penetrate the soul and, you know, get you to thinking, and it's still got that, you know, funky vibe that you can just ride to, but it's power in those words, and the word doesn't come back void. So, you know, you might not even be knowing that you have in church. You just ride in the car and listen to some good spirits. You feel me?
Yep, all it is interject, reintroducing that love back into the soul. That's what it is, you know, putting that love out there. You know, I just want to send that love message to all my crews out there, comrades, wherever you at. You know, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Love your families. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself. You know, put down the gun and pick up the word of God. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Life is too short. You know, so I pray that the Prince of Peace, you know, rest upon your heart. Even if you don't understand who he is right now, in the name of the Prince of Peace name, Yeshua, I pray that you guys get the liberated peace, because that's what it's about, love and peace in these streets. There's too much wars going on, and music is a big, powerful part of that tool and changing it. For us to be able to play that type of music on Mafia Radio, still keeping it gangster though. Yeah, you can
amen
keep it
to
gangster
that.
For God. That's what I'm
you were just talking about love and family and all that, man. And I gotta give a big, big, big shout out, you know, to my Bamet family. You know what I'm saying? The homie Big to the Boy, his mama Big to the, you know what I'm saying, his sister, his son, his aunties, his cousins, man. We had a great time yesterday fellowshipping out in Atlanta. One of his young cousins had graduated, and they had a nice little, you know, celebration barbecue, and, you know, reached out to me since they was up in the desert, and I slid through on the situation, man, and just the love, you know, that comes from that family, man, is so powerful, bro, and, you know, just it's powerful, man, and I got to send a big shout-out to them. And with that on my mind, I'm going to go out, and I know the way that they act is because God brings out the best in them, and I'm going to hit them with this Big to the Boy Best of Me real quick right here on Mafia Radio. You heard it first.
Yeah.
Got a personal relationship with the big homie, right? He blessed me with many gifts and talents. Five, six shots still got me here smiling. You are the greatest. You are the best. It's for you.
You bring out the best in me. Lord, you bring out the best in me. You're the best. Yeah. You bring out the best in me. Lord, you bring out the best in me.
Up, head down, pray with closed eyes. Listen, thank you for my talents and my gifts, and the tribe that you gave me when I wanna quit. He got me on a different level, even though I'm ghetto. He blessed me to be the voice to turn around the devils. He told me big to the sun and get your life again. And plus I never cross you in the streets like your friends. Many hard pills to swallow when your heart's hollow. Feel a certain type of way cause I no longer follow. I'm meant to be a leader, my own Luther speaker. Bar games amazing, not just a house feature. I bless others to be a blessing, and that's a blessing. Jay Keenum saved my life, Lord, please protect him. You the best of everything, I mean it from my heart. I'm about to be the biggest thing in this twist star.
You bring out the best in me.
Best.
Don't you bring out the best in me. You're the best. Yeah. You bring out the best in me.
Straight up.
Don't you bring out the
straight
best
up.
In me.
Many dark doors been open, but this the blessed route. I'm in my own lane, everybody speaking about me. Around the world, at first it was a no name. Cocaine, can't complain, I just thank God that he picked me to make your head bob. Flying in and out of town, about to shut it down. People wanna be king, but this guy's crown. See the crowd, make them put their hands up. Get turned up and turned down, I make them stand up. Chains broken, I'm laughing when they gon' let me in. My thoughts out of the game, attacking the padded pen. A lot of people said, Jamel, you ain't gon' make it. Mr. To the wood, going hard, got patience. Lord, you bring the best out of me. I ain't got nothing to prove to the people that doubted me.
The best in me, you're the best.
In the lab with a three-part catalog as Cali Trap. Been to the time I helped everybody else until my world got dry and I was by myself. I hollered at the big homie, looked up in the sky, fell to my knees, then he said rise. You might have changed the game, big tutor. Keep my name alive, friend me first, then keep the eyes on the prize. Sitting at the round table with these different labels. Used to sell cane, but today I'm not able. He turned my life around like a merry-go-round. Mr. Gifford the Gab, rap the voice, I got my own sounds. You bring the best out of me. Faded on the beat with Latoya Williams. To the chemistry.
You bring out the best in me.
Best.
Don't you bring out the best in me. You're the best. Lord, you bring out the best in me. You're the best.
People really knew.
Yeah.
Fresh. First of all, I give you the honor and the glory. Straight up. I remember when I was in the hospital with six slugs in me. When I got shot in my neck and my chin twice, I remember I couldn't talk. Now I'm back in the vocal booth doing my thing. And I'm glad you picked me to be the messenger. And you bring the best out of me. You're the best.
Alright.
Feeling real blessed.
Alright.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me to it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and I went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor ain't fair, I know I've been blessed.
Alright. Alright.
I told myself myself, I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids, too many Brendas having babies. It's so crazy in this being. Lord, tell me why you sent me. How could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
See, your murderers come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who have cared for you all of your life, and they always seem to come at a time when you're at your weakest and most in need of their help.
It's your heartbeat.
I'm scared, man.
You're dead. All of you. And you know it. You're dead.
Bamboozled, hoodwinked, treated like slaves. What if they shot the homie Easy up with AIDS? I was there at the hospital when he took his last breath. That's when I wept, when I heard the news of the homie's death. What if Jimmy Carrey took advantage of Easy help? Made him sign a piece of paper to take all his wealth. Forced the homie name on some documents to set Mary. Now everybody wanna put the blame on Jerry. What if Tupac really ain't dead? He probably somewhere in Jamaica, blowing with the dread. All I wanna say is they don't care about us. What if Michael Jackson got killed cause he wouldn't shut the fuck up? Exposing the devil, campaigning for truth. Killed by a nigga, and a couple of Jews. Killed by white folks, had him on the news. Said he molested this kid, it just wasn't true.
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
Man, if you think real, you might lose your life. What if Whitney Houston was a blood sacrifice? It's funny how everybody partied on sight. Funny how Nicki Minaj had a seance that night. In celebration of that devil worship bitch Queen Elizabeth, who killed Diana, is deeper than well shit. What if 911 was purposely done so Bush could take the oil and supply more guns? Now the color of my skin really don't mean shit. When the president ain't elected, he's handpicked. What if the UFOs flying the mother planes? What if the government conspiring with the grave? What if they playing them songs on the radio to keep everybody ignorant and caught up in limbo? Now you're somebody's bitch, somebody's boy. They made it unpopular to rap about the real McCoy.
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
What if Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross? He had a couple kids by Mary. Now that would sound scary. Now what if there was no executive decision? What if most of the wars that started was greed or religion? It's hard to believe what's really true when they control the social network and the channel news. What if the private corporations that build them jails specifically targeting the black man?
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
Some of that Bammit, JM, Buddy Boy, Trinity that's going on in the game. My partner Big to the Boy, myself, and Cocaine. definitely coming together to do some great things for the kingdom. Y'all keep your eyes open on that collaboration right there. What's up with you, Cocaine? I love that conspiracy theory, man, because there's so much truth in it, and it really opens your eyes to some dark things, man. And, you know, just the creativity that you displayed and putting that together was definitely led by the spirit and truth, right?
Oh, like, man, and all the cuts that you were playing is right on point. More on point than Stacey Adams. Sharper than surgical tools.
It's all led by the spirit. We've all been, you know, me, yourself, and our brother Big to the Boy have been given a phenomenal talent and an even more phenomenal assignment. And it's just, like I said, so good to see God's plan coming together, because you got these brothers that have been, you know, connected way in the past, and when our minds weren't even, you know, on a godly assignment, and how God have, you know, pulled that familiarity with one another together, you know, to have his will be done. And like I said, they better get ready, man. The mafia is on the loose. It's all the way official, and we ain't playing no games. And just as passionate as we were about the streets and the rap game and making money, we're that much more positive and that more passionate about Christ and what he's done for us. And now we realize that without him, there would be no us. So we yield our gifts to him and push that message hard out here in these streets where it's needed most.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about encouraging those to get into the Word of God and get into a personal relationship. You know, it's hard for these brothers out here sometimes to get into God because, you know, sometimes the people that are shelling it out, they can't relate to them, you know what I mean? And, you know, one thing that I ask God and his soldiers, you know, to be blessed with is the gift to bring people over, you know, to him and to know that this is the most exciting part of your life is a personal relationship with God. I can see when the Mayweather fight come on, everybody get all excited. Hey, when the football game is getting all excited, praise the football game. When you get a check in the mail, you get excited. Praise that. But the most exciting that you can ever do and the most biggest praise you can ever do in the round of applause that you can ever do and the encore that you can ever do is getting up and praising God. If we put that much time and that we put into our hustle and we put time into praising all these other things that we do into God, your life will be much, much better. And you got to ask yourself. It's about examining yourself. Why do I get excited about certain things more so than praising God, and why is it so hard to praise God? Well, it's a fight against yourself. It's a fight against your flesh. You know, God wants to shed that off, and the old thing and things that you used to do become old, and things that you're ready for become new. And that's what it's about. It's one step at a time. You know, through the mafia radio station line, we're able to take that one step. And be resilient about it. And that's what it's about. You know, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the thing that brother represented, you know, as he was, you know, walking in the flesh, you know, he was without no sin. And one thing that he interjected was love. Here's somebody that you know, at a time that when he had followers, he could have revolted. He could have did different things that the disciples was like hitting towards, you know, because when you get that power, you know, you can either, you can make it like a gang or you can make it discipleship from the Lord. And Jesus was, you can never catch him and try to contradict him. He was always on point. You know, it was tricks and traps and snares to try to take him out before it was his time to go that way on Calvary's cross. But he was like, you know, he's saying that, man, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, man, does a man by bread alone. And he was telling, it was just like, you know, they were trying to stone that Samaritan woman. And he was like, hey, he cast the first stone without sin. So it's the love part of Jesus Christ that if you invite him in your heart, you'll see everything clearly. You'll also see
that he came here to do the Father's will. And the Father's will for all of us was to be saved and to know what love really means. Because a lot of people say they love, but they don't even know what the definition of love is. You know, it's just love off their lips, just spoken frivolously off their lips, but it's not spoken from the heart of their actions. And that's what we want to do. Wherever you at, wherever you hurt, I pray that the Lord comes to you now, you know, wherever you be, so you don't hold your own self up from your blessings, because it's not God's fault. It is never God's fault. You know what I'm saying? But he's so good that, you know, he gives us a will and a choice. So we hope Mafia Radio continue to encourage you guys out there to take the next step, because it's not so much that it's Mafia Radio, more so that it's giving God the glory, letting you know the love of Jesus and Yeshua and the information that we get. We shell it out. No, we don't have the complete. I don't know how to read the complete Hebrew Bible back and forth, and I ain't studied the different books. You know, I've read the Quran, and I read the Torah, but it's not like I know it back and forth and memorized that. You know, it's not about that. You know, people want to go ahead and be intelligent have intelligent ministry. That's cool. But the thing that God is looking for is the spirituality out of it. You know, you can't confuse intelligence and spirituality in the same line. Of course, your intelligence is for the knowledge part, but your spirit is just like the wind that blows, but it chooses to blow where it wants. Nothing is as it seems in the spirit. And if you try to get it intelligently through your senses, you'll lose on out on why Jesus' love is so significant and real in your life, and how he can turn you from a person that's depressed, about ready to take some pills, wherever you at, he can turn it all around in the blink of an eye if you just simply surrender. And people make it hard to surrender to him. It's not hard to surrender. You should never apologize for loving Jesus. You should never. It's not about influencing and being cool and look at me. I'm cool in front of my mama or my congregation, or I'm cool in front of I don't know, want to push towards God because it wouldn't be cool in front of the gang or something. Or all of these little things that become idle. But you simply have to have, excuse my language, Lord, for the guys up here, you got to have big cojones to go ahead and bow down to the Lord. And see, once you do, once you start calling on the Lord Jesus' name, he intercedes on every behalf. Because, see, when that man went on Calvary's cross, he was elected. God elected him. Oh, glory to God. Like he elects those he calls. He elected him. And when I call upon his name and I ask him, I say, God, Lord, would you do this and do that? And when you call upon his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, you get God's attention, you know. And for my brothers out there, for my Muslim brothers, yeah, I really got to think about it. I love the Lord, and I love even Prophet Muhammad and Buddhists and Jesus Christ. But see, Jesus Christ wasn't a Christian. Muhammad wasn't a Muslim. Buddhist wasn't a Buddhist. Those are tags that came after they walked the planet. And we want to be careful not to let our spirit, you know, to let our spirit gravitate things that are carnal and take religion out of context and become a religious carnal person. It's like this. If you have a sorority out there, or if you in the military, you know, military is good for your mind. But see, going back to what Jesus, when he walked, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know if Jesus would have came, he would have said, what's Christianity? What's them attacks was given by men? But the good thing about it is that we live under that discipline not to be, to fight against any other religion. Because sometimes religious people can take religion and fight against other religions. No, No, we don't. Long before all these prophets walked, these tags that were given to them, they were not even them. You know, they talked the Lord, even the Lord name. The Lord name. The Lord reads your heart because every, you know, I know the, for one of the coldest slave ships out there was named Jesus. They'll tell you the real. You know, they're taking our things out of context. But see, God read our heart more than our lip service. It is things that, you know, there's things that you go, when you do the research, you it is different books out there that have yet to been discovered and different things that are discovered, and that's good. That's good because, you know, the more knowledge you get, the more you have enlightenment. God wants to bring us to enlightenment. But see, no matter how many books that you read, and above all, get knowledge and understanding, no matter, you will never conceive the spirit of Jesus Christ unless you have a personal relationship with him. You will never know. You will always be, you know, if you don't understand him, you'll always be suspect, like, okay, he's not working. But see, he was elected. He lost his life. He shed his blood. And under that blood, it mandated us for healing, for joy, for different other things. He didn't want us to walk this earth and do the opposite of what he gave us the instructions to do. Do you know Christians and Muslims and Jews and different other things should not even be fighting as much as expressing love? But we want to use, it's like I don't have to go around a bunch of Muslims and be shamed that if I say I love Jesus. Or the opposite. I don't have to go around a bunch of Christians and say, hey, I love the prophet Muhammad, what he did, because all those came from Hagi and Ishmael's side, which came from Abraham, which we all came from that line. See what I'm saying? That's why the love of Jesus is important, because he brought all of us together. Some call him the Son of God. Some call him the prophet. But I'm not ashamed to say who he is and who he represents. And that's what we want to encourage. We got young brothers and sisters. We got some brothers and sisters out there that are Christians. We got some brothers and sisters that are Muslims. But then at some times, those brothers will come around that brother and feel shame because a tag that got put on them that was different from when the prophets of the Son of God walked. They didn't even know that name. Christianity, Islam, or Muslim, or different other things like that. So, you know, at the same time, we don't want to tell people that it's not good to, that it's okay. You can be a Christian. You can be a Muslim. You can be anything, a Buddhist. You know, you can be that. But number one, that's part of it. God is bigger than all the books that you will ever read in this lifetime. The feeling that I get, and not just the feeling, by faith that I get by praying, and studying and seeking, you know, and embracing the Lord Jesus, is that it's a certain peace that we get. It's a compassion that I can't even understand. You know what I'm saying? So we want to be careful not to become religious people, throwing other people off because of their practices and what religion they do. We want to continue to shell out love. That is the good news of the gospel, too. Jesus loved people. It's no different than it was crazy, man. He don't kick it with no Samaritan people, but he forgave that woman. So it was no different than a Christian evolutionists or Christian missionaries and philanthropists that's going over there to help Muslims. It's no different than Muslims coming over there to help Christians. We all have to practice how to love each other, because a house divided, a house will fall. And we have to be able to introduce that. And see, it's the Holy Spirit that changes you around. You know, God knows my heart. He knows your heart. A lot of people out here, they look good. They sound good. But see, even when you pick up that cross, you got to prepare to get spit on, laughed at, mocked at, people trying to say you this and that. And see, that's when you know that you're on the right track. Because when you pick up that cross for the Lord, pick up Calvary cross, prepare for warfare. Satan is going to be coming at you 100 million miles per hour. And you got to just be resilient and have a choice. All glory to God. I thank God for his grace, because some of our brothers, they had the opportunity, and brothers and sisters had the opportunity to go ahead and redeem and get redeemed, but they choose not to do it. And I ain't no different from them other people, but God graces undeserved favor that is on them. It allows us to have a mustard seed of faith, to at least open up dialogue to talk about it, to disagree with the respect, to disagree to agree. We don't have to disagree to agree to be at arm's way with each other, to want to kill each other, but we can respectfully disagree to agree out of just understanding, out of knowledge. Because how are you going to learn from each other if you don't if you don't overcome these challenges by open dialogue? And see, that's what we want to do. It's always something to a peaceful means. We have to choose. I've seen the worst wars in the world. I've seen somebody get knocked out, you know, in the neck over a Snicker bar in Chow Hall. It's the little things that Satan try to do to throw us off. Why is it so impossible sometimes for us young brothers to love each other, to talk about loving each other? And it's so easy to say, I want to kill him, to forget his mama, his daddy, his brothers. Do you see? If you have just one fraction of a second to just think about what I just said, you will realize by examining yourself that, damn, this is to be true. Why is it so easy to go ahead and kill a bunch of niggas on the record, but it's hard to go ahead and talk about, I love that one brother on my album? It's a problem. But the problem can be fixed, because God uses people like us, you know, that he knows that no matter what, how much they're going to be coming at you, you're going to pick up the word, and you're not going to be ashamed of saying, I love the Lord. You're not going to be ashamed of saying, the Lord has got me in everything that I need, and he loves, and his healing works. You're not going to be ashamed of that. And you're certainly not going to be ashamed of going ahead, and no matter how much somebody did to you out of your family, you know, because family can do you worse than friends, and I want y'all to pay attention to this. You know what? You forgive them. You'd be like, but they did this. But you forgive them. You don't be gullible, because people get it misconstrued. When you forgive and you go by the Spirit, that you're gullible. No, it's quite the contrary. Be strong. But you must forgive, because you don't want the enemy to come in and play on top of your feelings. Because it's not the devil's fault all the time. You ain't got to let the devil do what he want to do unless you invite him in your home, in your house. And we just want to say, wherever you at, you know what I'm saying, just sit, do the most simplest things you can in the world. Examine yourself. Why is it so hard for you to pay attention to the things of God than as opposed that you spend a majority of your time looking at bull crap? Feeding your mind all them things is going to keep you stuck. Spiritually walking around here dead. A lot of people around here are spiritually dead, but like Lazarus, I can call on the name of the Lord, and he will raise Lazarus. He will raise you too. That is the significance of him being raised on the third day. Because reason why we say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, because the kingdom of God is not on the outside, I suppose, on the inside. Grace was given to you, you know, for the inside. So when God changes you from the inside, people are going to say to you, oh, you funny style, you this. Just because you decide to let God work on you and you want to talk different, you want to smell different, you want to love differently, because people do not have the clue of love. They use love just because it's the most convenient thing to say at a time that they want something. No, but true love means sacrifice. True love means you forgive forgive your family. True love is you'll call your friend and pray for him. True love means that you'll put some money on your partner's or your family books when you know that they put money on your books. True love is when you go around somebody and say, man, it's going to be all right. I sympathize with you. Because I'm going to tell you something. That, my friends and comrades, that's the love of Jesus. Yes, it is. He loves us so much Because all he was trying to tell you is that I came to do my Father's will. His love is showing us God's love. Like, people get it. Like, it's only one God. One God. It's only one earth, right? But as many trees that grow from one earth, but it's one earth. So we got to get into the mode of saying, you know what? Let me practice it. Let me practice loving. And not so much loving yourself. Your reward comes in the not just loving yourself, but what you do for others. That's how you know how to love yourself. That's how you know how to love God. So I'm asking and encouraging everybody out there that search your own heart. And when you ask the Lord Yahshua to come into your heart, he will. Because him coming into your heart, he's working for the Lord. He's working for he's working for Yah. Some call him Allah. Elohim, he's working for the Supreme. You know, so it's a good thing that we sometimes slow down. Think about it. Stop being distracted. One of the ways that you stop being distracted, let alone being guilty about yourself, is to say, Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Or you, if you're Muslim, you say, Allahu Akbar. You know, Allahu Akbar. You know, because Allah is the greatest. And at the same time, we got a Christian Muslim brother then, and we got to go back to what Jesus did with the Samaritan woman. He said, ye cast the first stone without sin. He said that. You know, so we want to encourage everybody to take that Jesus type of love, to take that love for your brother and interject that and go out of the churches, go into the streets, just like the Lord did. Go into the streets. And when people might be this and that, but you know your mission. Just like when you see your brother justified, he's going out there with a mission. You see Big to the Boy and different things, they're going out to with a mission. Papa's Kitchen, people like that going. And so many other brothers didn't take days to name on this two-hour program. But you have to get sitting around telling everybody the excuses is not doing nothing at all. Do something. And these are some of the things, spiritual gifts that we get from the Lord that I do, because I don't fake happiness. And sometimes when I ain't happy all the time, sometimes I say to the Lord, when is my blessing coming through, Lord? When am I going to do that? But see, Lord sympathizes with our pain. He says, hold on. For he tells me, not just from the word of God, but from my mouth, he makes me feel like with the amount of pain you go through, then more so than anybody else, it's the victory of blessings that you're going to have. You're going to have abundance. So hold on. Wait on the Lord. And sometimes when you're getting hot and you get mad and God, sometimes don't you say, God, are you there? He is there because he's testing you. He's shaping you. You feel me? So, you know, that's my message. And I thank everybody out there, yourself justified, you know, for listening to me, because when I ask God to give me certain things, most of the thing, I don't want to affect somebody's feelings. I want to be able to be a vessel, and same thing with justified, to have an impact on somebody's life. Because the change can't come, you know, we don't want the change to come in 3 years. We want the love of Jesus and the change that he wants for you to come right now.
Man, so deep, so deep, so deep. I want to shout out all the people that are holding on to the queue. We got the 720s, the 951s, 909s, 310s in the building. We thank you all for tuning in. If you are online and listening and you want to call in and have something that you feel led by the Spirit to say, the number is 646-200-4945. I'm going to keep it moving down this call line. We had a 310 just pop in and put their hand up in the air. They won't say something. So we're going to go to this 310. 310, you're on the line with Justified Cocaine and the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
Hey, brother. First of all, I want to say what's up to the host, to my boy Cocaine, Justified, Men of Faith and Action. I appreciate it. It's Al Feeler. I just wanted to call in, bro, because God has been so good to me, bro. You know, I remember I was sitting in the penitentiary, man, and I just wanted one thing, and that was to see my daughter again. I just sit on my bunk and talk to her and pray, you know? And I just spent like 15 minutes with her right now, just seeing her face to face. So I know God is real, man, and he'll answer your prayers, you know. And I thank you, brothers, for reminding brothers of that, man, so they don't give up on their faith, man, because we all go through ups and downs, you know. And God, he'll be true, man. If you stay true to that word, he'll stay true to you, you know.
Amen. Man, God bless you, brother. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your faith with ours, because that's what it's about. We also got a big calling to help our brothers and sisters that have been unfairly incarcerated and been like lab rats for years, man. It's coming down to an end to where the devil is really exposing itself. So, you know, for you to be on the outside, we both know by you know, I know myself, the real test is on the outside, not on the end. You know what I mean? So, you know, we encourage you, man, to continue to on that path and that testimony. Even with the short testimony you gave us, we appreciate you on Mafia Radio. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, my brothers. I appreciate y'all, man. God bless.
Yes, and we'd also like to, you know, invite you to, you know, come back and join us every Sunday. We're on from 2 to 4, and whether it's just, you know, calling in to listen or calling in to speak, we highly value, you know, our listeners, and we anticipate, you know, the different testimonies from different people, because those are one, you know what I mean? So we definitely appreciate you getting on that line with us today and, you know, sharing a small part of yourself with us.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate y'all for having the show, man. It's helping way more to call in, trust me, man. Everybody hearing about it, knowing about it, and it's being a blessing to others, so I appreciate y'all as well, brother. I appreciate y'all as well.
All day, man, all day. And my brother Cocaine has said something about, you know, this change that definitely is coming. So I'm going to take y'all back a little bit for a minute. You know what I mean? Y'all ride out with us. This is Mafia Radio. Sam Cook, change is coming.
God is able, God is able, and he won't fail. God is able, God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way, who make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able. The sun can look at me, and who tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. Never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Amen to that right there. God is definitely able. That was that Smokey Norfolk right there. That boy got some powerful music. I know, you know, several times when I've, you know, gone through things that, you know, I go in the room, close the doors, draw the blinds, and pop on some Smokey Norfolk, man, and just close my eyes, and the room is filled with the Spirit. So that's definitely anointed, brother, anointed voice, anointed songs. I'm digging Smokey Norfolk right there. What you think about that, Cocaine?
For it. Let me give a round of applause for it. You dig? Yeah, you
hey,
know,
man.
You got to give that encore because, yeah, God is definitely in that that brother's vocals right there in the Spirit. You know, Smokey is cold in it.
Definitely.
Cold
and definitely anointed, brother.
Yes, yes. Our call lines are starting to pop up. Maybe that music right there invoked that right spirit to where, you know, our people is pressing that one button and they want to come on. So we're down to 20 minutes left in the show, so we definitely want to get to everybody that has something to say. I'm going to go to this 323. 323, you're on the line with Justified Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. How are you today?
All right, all right, all right. Bless you, brothers. Bless you, brothers. Reese calling on in to the Men in Faith and Action Show. How you, brothers?
What
doing
up,
today,
brother
man?
Reese?
What up, Reese?
Right.
God bless you.
God bless you, brothers, man. I just got to borrow that Smokey Northrop, man. Let me tell you about old Smokey. Woo! Man. Boy, hey, like you said, Justified, man, just turn the lights off and just close your eyes, brother, and the spirit would just, man, hit you, brother. Man, that was good.
Man, it's amazing. I can remember one particular time, you know, and this will be, you know, a brief testimony because I do have some callers, but, you know, just speaking about Smokey and, you know, really the power of just listening to God and not asking for anything, but to just, you know, listen because the Holy Spirit already knows our needs as well as our wants. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will intercede for us in prayer, that, you know, it'll take our concerns and issues before the Lord for us. But I remember I had just had one of my vehicles repossessed. My wife had had her vehicle repossessed all within, you know, a week or two of each other. And I had jumped in a rental and had been in a rental for like 9 months and was paying crazy bread, like make me wonder how I lost my cars. But I was praying, you know, to get out of that. Like, I couldn't keep throwing money away on a rental, but my credit was bad, and I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do that. And I just went into that, you know, that moment of prayer and just silence and listening, and I came out of it with an idea, with a thought. And, you know, I reached out, you know, to my parents and was like, look, I'm paying like $900 a month on a rental truck and this, that. I got to get the truck because I got to have it big enough to carry my family of six around and this, that, and the other. Anyway, long story short, my parents ended up, you know, giving me a credit line on their credit line and, you know, cashed out, you know, this van that I'm currently, you know, driving now, cashed it out. And when I say that, it's nothing short of an act of God. You got to know me and my parents' relationship and my mess ups and the destroying of trust, you know, that I had, you know, done on my own as a youngster, man, for the Spirit to move them to do that was just, I knew it was God. I knew it was, and then my dad had confirmed it. He said, I don't know why we're doing it, but something's telling me that this is the right thing to do, and I knew it was nothing but that Spirit of God. But it was through that moment of silence and prayer and just listening to that good music, and the Spirit will tell you what to do if you listen. Sometimes we get caught up talking too much and, you know, praying and asking too much, but sometimes we just got to be still, and God will give you that million-dollar idea or that solution that you've been looking for. So that's my brief testimony right there, Brother Reese.
Man, amen, amen. Bless God, brother, man. That was beautiful, brother. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, you know, man, when you're serving God, man, you can't go wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you know, one thing we got to do no matter what we do is we got to always keep God first in our lives. And that's what I've been pushing lately. You know what I mean? I still, you know, deal with a lot of people that, you know, that's out there doing their thing, you know, and I tell them, you know, man, do what you do, brother. You know, when God deal with you, he deals with each individual differently. You know what I'm saying? So I just tell the brothers, man, whatever you do, man, just put God first in all that you do. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, you know. And that's what I'm on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to one of my fellow brothers yesterday, and I'm like, man, you know, we can't tell these people to get out the game or, you know, to stop doing something if we don't have, like, outlets for them, you know, to help their families. You know, I mean, if these guys out there in the streets hustling, they're grinding, they're doing what they're doing, I mean, how are we going to come telling them to stop doing what they're doing? This is feeding their families right now.
Right,
you know,
man,
so,
and that's powerful right there, bro, because, trust me, the devil and the world, it got something for you to do. You feel me?
Right.
And they persuade you with these things, and they draw you into them. So what you're saying is so true, that
as God's body, as his people, we have to come up with something. We have to create our own job opportunities. We have to, you know, be a blessing to these brothers that we're trying to pull out the game. You can't take somebody that's feeding their family off the hustle and say, man, give up the hustle, but not have nothing put in front of them. But the best thing that we do have to put in front of them is that God. That's the gift that keeps giving. So, you know, I definitely feel that, and that's a goal of Mafia, is to find out those that are blessed, that are in a position to create opportunities for those that we're trying to pull out. So we got to use bait, because the devil got bait all over the world. He got the fancy cars, he got the this, the that, the other, you know what I mean? And it's all attractive. We have to start displaying the attractiveness of God and showing that, you know, we're blessed and we're willing to bless. My daddy used to tell me, and he still does, he said, don't tell somebody that you're going to pray for them when you got the answer in your pocket. You feel me? That's selfish.
Amen.
And something that, you know, I've not only heard him say, but that I've seen him do, is, son, I'm not going to tell you, well, I'm going to pray for you, but I know you got a bill due and I can afford to give it to you. So that's what we got to start doing with our brothers, man. When we see our brothers hurting, and if we got it, we got to give it, because when we give it, it's going to come back. Whenever you do something that's a part of God's assignment and something that's going to, you know, be the will of God, it's going to come back. You can't be afraid to. You can't be no fool and just give foolishly, but you, through discernment, really asking God, is this something that you want me to do? And if I'm able to do it, Lord, give me the courage to do it, because selfishness is a sin. You feel me? And there's a lot of people that have that don't want to give back because they feel that the people don't deserve it, but them themselves don't deserve the grace and the blessing that's fell on their life. So once we can realize that we don't deserve the blessing, then we might find it easier to bless somebody that we feel doesn't deserve it.
Amen. And I just wanted to add to that what you were saying, you know, before. I know you got some more callers, but, you know, I mean, God likes a cheerful giver, you know what I'm saying? So when you give cheerfully, you know what I'm saying, I mean, you're not giving, madly, being upset because you give. You got, God likes a cheerful giver, you know what I'm saying? So if you got it, give it. If your pockets could allow you to give something to somebody, and it don't necessarily have to be money all the time. It could be words of encouragement. It could
Amen.
Be, some food if you got it, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? You might not even have the money to give somebody, but if you got an ice box full of food and this family don't have no food, if you know you got food to spare, then, you know, be a blessing in that way. So that's where I'm at, man. Hey, man, you guys are doing a good job on that Mafia Radio, man, and I'm with you guys every step of the way. I know I ain't been on there in a while. You know, I've been doing some things of my own, but I'm keep praying for the Mafia Radio to go on, man, because this is what we need.
Amen to that, Brother Reese. We definitely appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you. Before I go to this next caller, I do want to just put out a wish right here. This is a wish of mine. I wish that everybody, you know, that's listening to this show, that's, you know, falling under the sound of our voices, when this show is over, go through your phone, look for somebody that needs something that you got to give them, and bless somebody, and I promise you that God will bless you back. And that's what my spirit say right now. That ain't justified. That's the spirit that dwells in justified to say, bless somebody today and watch the Lord give it back to you. We're going to go to this next caller on 336. 336, you're on the line. It's Justified Cocaine and Mafia Radio. How are you today?
Justified, what's up, man? It's your boy, Dewey the Rapper.
What up, Dewey the Rapper? How you doing,
man?
Son? I'm
going to let y'all know, you know, I like what y'all doing, man. You know, everybody needs somebody to tell them, you know, some positive stuff in this world. And a lot of people out there are too scared to do it, you know. So I've been tuning in to y'all every Sunday. Just let you know, man, I like what y'all doing.
Man, I appreciate the fact that you, you know, have disciplined yourself to tune in every Sunday. And you know, every time that you look at your clock and say it's 2:00 on Sunday and I'm going to tune into Mafia, when in reality what it is that you're doing is you're seeking the Lord, because you know that he kicks it with us here on Mafia. So, and that's for everybody that's on this line. You're seeking the kingdom first, and God is going to give all those other things to you because you're seeking. You wouldn't have called in. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't seeking the Lord, because y'all know this is where he's at. The MOFIA, Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. So salute to you, Dewey the Rapper, for seeking God, man. And he's definitely here to be found. And just continue to increase your faith, man, and do what he called you to do. Yield them gifts to him.
Yeah, I had a, you know, a while back, man, I got into a, it was a couple years ago, I got down and bad, you know. The devil, man, he had his grip on me, you know what I'm saying? And one night, man, we was partying hard. I laid down to go to sleep that night. I ain't think I'd wake up, you know what I'm saying? I woke up, man, I seen an angel over top of me. Told me it wasn't my time, you know what I'm saying? Ever since then, you know, I felt like I was on the wrong path, you know, and then I found God. When you accept God to you, like y'all keep saying, he's going to look out for you. And if you feel like that, you know, that he ain't, he is. He's got a plan for you. Everything that happens, you know, he makes it happen, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, I just
Amen.
Wanted to share that with y'all, man, because that really turned me that day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen to that, and he will.
Really appreciate you.
He will come through for you, brother. Like I said, I know I see you, you know, on Facebook. I see you sharing about Mafia. I see you, you know, hitting your friends and tagging folks saying, hey, check this out. And that's what it's going to take, you know. And I'm just asking a whole lot today. You know, everybody that listens to the show, do that. Get on your Facebook. Get on your Twitter and let them know that there's a platform out there for the average cat. You know what I'm saying, that they just love God to come on and share their story and be a blessing, you know, to somebody else. And those that, you know, don't, you know, have the courage to talk, I encourage you to listen, because there's power in listening as well. God gave us one mouth, you know what I'm saying, two eyes and two ears, so we should be watching and listening more than talking. I mean, so I appreciate you doing the rap. I do want to get to this next caller that I see in the call queue, but hang out with us. We wrapping up the show. Got about 8 minutes left, but I'm going to keep it moving and move on over to this 336 area code. This, no, 720. 720, you're on the line with Justified Cocaine and the Men of Faith in Action. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing there? I'd like to extend my love to y'all down there in Cali. This is your cousin Kevin, Justified. How you doing, man?
What's going on with your cousin?
Oh, man, it's just a nice day here in Denver, Colorado. You know, I got your text and decided to call in, and I'm glad I did because, you know, one is never one, man. The one word that you put on one's heart can be shared with many. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's given me, you know, some spirit today. It's given me some hope. Down here, you know, it's you know, I don't have a bad life, you know, but I've been through it just as well as all of us. And the thing is, we all have to, you know, we have to hold on to that grain of sand of faith. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know why we're going through it when we're going through it, but there's a reason. And you're always going to come out better than you were when you went in, you know.
Amen.
And, you know, being the bell bondsman down here, you know, I've seen and have dealt with so much, you know, and I think God brought me to this position to be able to help more than hurt. You know, in 12 years, I may have arrested only 20 people in 12 years. But look at the amount of people that I've helped and got out and got back to their families and got back to work, saved their jobs, so on and so forth. So, you know, I'm blessed to be able to be that person that God is using me for right now to be able to help people, you know, and also give these kids some encouragement of, you know, the path not to go down and to keep them still, you know, rooted and whatnot, because Colorado doesn't really have that much of a minority footprint. But, you know what I'm saying, I do what I can with the ones I can reach.
And that speaks volume right there. That, you know, like you said, you're the bondsman out there, and God can use you wherever you're at. You don't have to be a rapper with a voice and, you know, being heard here and there. You could be a nurse. You could be a bondsman. You could be a police officer. You could be a teacher and display and act with godly morals and be a witness in whatever field you're in. So I definitely, you know, salute you for, you know, bringing that out, that, you know, God can use you to do his will in whatever position you're in, that those that are around you can be influenced, you know, by your behavior that's, you know, displaying those qualities that one can only have through a relationship with God. So salute to you,
oh, yeah.
Kevin. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to get together in summertime, planning on doing a lot of traveling, and I definitely, you know, got your region on my radar, brother, you know what I mean? Come out there and hang out with you and let you show us around.
Well, my house is your house, man. You know that, and it'll always be. I'll be down there in August, so So I'll let you know, you know, the dates and everything. And we'll definitely hook up because I got to hug all of y'all, you know.
Amen to that, bro. Well, I appreciate you tuning in, and not only tuning in, but, you know, pressing that one to come on and share with us. I'm sure, you know, what you said reached somebody. If only one ear caught what you said, then that's a job well done, and God is pleased. So we're going to keep it moving.
Yes,
like I said, 5 minutes in the show now, and I see one of our longtime supporters, you know what I'm saying, and keeping the game safe, keeping the artists, you know what I'm saying, protected at all times. Uncle KJ is in the building. How you doing today, Uncle KJ?
Hey, now, all prayers and glory to Jesus Christ. I'm glad to hear my nephew Cochrane back on the line. I missed him last Sunday, but I know the Lord was with him. I'm just praying for all the blessings we're receiving with Men of Faith in Action. It sounds good to have the word being preached by an OG who's been in the game, who can tell the youngsters now that, you know, that it's not where you're going, it's where you're going to be at. And Jesus knows where you're going to be at if you follow his path. You know, thank you to the Men of Faith. You're keeping all of us strong.
Amen to that, man. It's just, you know, God's will is being done, and here we are, you know, in May, you know, still doing the show that, you know, started in January, and it's a blessing to still be here. It's a blessing to, you know, see ourselves be committed to the assignment, and that's what it's about, is when God tells you to go, you got to go hard and don't stop until he tells you to. And I don't see him telling us to stop anytime soon. In fact, I see him growing the mafia. I see him opening bigger doors and taking us to bigger platforms to where we can reach more, you know, than we're able to do here on Blog Talk. This is just a humble beginning, and I guarantee you that God will get the glory out of this in the end. He gets it now, but definitely in the end he'll have it so much more that people will be able to say, wow, look what God did. Not what Justified did, not what Cocaine did, not what the callers did, but what God did, because this is predestined. And we on one right now. We turned up. The devil got his people turned up. We turned up too, but we just turned up.
Yeah.
We PU-ing around this piece, man. So we appreciate you. Love to you, and
I. Brother Cocaine, Lee put us at the end of the show with one of his good prayers. Sure would appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you. Let's go ahead and do it.
Let's do that. We got 3 minutes left in the show. We want to thank everybody that tuned in, all our area codes, the 951s, the 909s, the 323s, the 720s, other people from around the country that have tuned in to Mafia Radio. We appreciate you. And like being requested by Uncle KJ, my brother Cocaine is going to take us out with a good, solid word of prayer. So everybody close your eyes right where you're at and let the Spirit move you. Go ahead, Brother Cole.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now, come to the throne with thanks and praise, and we humble ourselves in your presence. And we like to acknowledge that all the glory goes to you, Lord. And one thing that comes up on my spirit is called, it's just what we was talking about, dear Heavenly Father, it's called commitment. Please, Lord, give my brothers and sisters the strength to stay committed, to stay driven towards their faith, Lord. For greater is he that is in me and these brothers and sisters than he that is in the world. And we know, for what is a man that profits the world and loses his very soul? So we thank you, Lord, that our God is not a God on a promissory note to say $100 bill. Our God is very real. Our God is inside, and the kingdom is inside, Lord, and we can do great things, Lord. I'd like to ask you, Lord, let us become fishermen of men and reach those brothers and sisters that are hurting. Those that are behind the walls don't have no way to seem to get out. And those that are confused, those that are on drugs, those that are on the operating table, use us, Lord, to become fishermen of men, to let them know that the Lord of the Lord, Yeshua, really does work, and he came to do the will of the Father. All glory goes to you, dear Heavenly Father. Where would we be, Lord, if you didn't bring us through these storms, Lord, if you didn't allow us to go through these storms? We understand our calling, Lord, and we will be careful to give you all the praise and glory and honor because it don't belong to us. It belongs to you, Father. But with that being said, we ask last, Lord, that you bind Satan to the Holy Spirit, bind confusion to the Holy Spirit,
and let no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, for joy cometh from the Lord. So if we can go through the night going through our thing, when that morning comes, we got a smile on our spirit, smile on our face, dear Heavenly Father. And let those listening right now bless them, Lord, to be encouraged to forgive somebody today. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you. Everything that you do is perfect. We say to you, Lord, amen and amen.
Amen to that. We thank everybody that tuned in. As we always do, we take you out with some music. And since we were so blessed by Smokey Norfa earlier, I'm going to end you with a little bit more of that Smokey. This right here is called In the Middle. Remember, no matter what you're going through, the God is standing right there in the middle. We'll talk to y'all again next week. Mafia Radio. We love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Sometimes it seems hard to see, I guess, for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh, when you cry. Times I must question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up, don't give in. I'm right there in the middle, yeah, yeah. Hey, Lord, I'm right there. Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know you're right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh. Running out.